Hello, my name is Father Josh, and welcome to The Furnace. Why The Furnace? Quite simply because most people in Australia and the world can no longer get to Mass or even into a church. The point of these podcasts is to bring people a share of the Mass in the Word of God and prayer. But why the name? Because the heart of Jesus is a furnace of love. This is how St. Gertrude the Great describes it, as she prays, O Sacred Heart of Jesus, fountain of eternal life, your heart is a glowing furnace of love. You are my refuge and my sanctuary. O my adorable and loving Saviour, consume my heart with the burning fire with which yours is aflamed. Pour down on my soul those graces which flow from your love. Let my heart be united with yours. Let my will be conformed to yours in all things. May your will be the rule of all my desires and actions. Amen. The point of these homilies is first of all to share this with everyone, to share the love of God's heart with every human heart. There is nothing original about that. This is, basically, all priests are ever trying to do. And it's the only real point of the Catholic Church, invented by Christ to share Christ, starting from his pierced heart on the cross on Good Friday. It's only fitting that at this time each of us are being refitted with slightly larger crosses, that our Creator comes to meet us from the cross with his own heart pierced and broken. There is so much I could say about the heart of Jesus, but I will have to go on forever, because his heart is infinite. So I'll finish with the invitation of another of the great saints of the Sacred Heart, Saint Claude La Colombière. May the heart of Jesus Christ be our school. Let us make our abode there. Let us study its movements and attempt to conform ours to them. My friends, let's enter Jesus' heart together. It's not just me recording it, or just you listening to a recording. I rely on your prayers, and as I write and talk, I am praying for each of you. And in any case, there is no such thing as a Christian doing something by themselves. Like the Trinity, where one is, the others are. So let's enter together, for Jesus is standing in front of us now, with his heart wide open, to enter and experience his love, his healing, his teaching, authentic freedom, and eternal life with him.